It's Tuesday, the 22nd of December, and apparently I got it wrong. Apparently today is the shortest day, not yesterday. Yesterday, the 21st, was midwinter. Midwinter's day. But apparently they're saying that it's actually today. The 22nd is the shortest day. Surely that's not right. I thought the whole object of midwinter, winter's day, was at midpoint, where we are at the furthest point from the sun. Be interesting to hear. Door. Wait. So it's really not. Sure, not that important in the greater scheme of things. So, as you'll probably hear, it's extremely, and you can stretch that word out, it's extremely windy this morning again. In fact, it was very windy through the night. Oh my. When I got up through the night, I could hear the wind howling. And it's still howling. Good thing is, the rain's off at the moment. But not so long ago this morning, it was stoating off the kitchen window. Absolutely chucking it down. Super duper weather. And yesterday I got a flundering. I really did. I was doing a job for someone outside, mostly outside. I should have come home when I realised that both my feet were soaking wet, and cold, soaking wet at that. But being a determined and stubborn and obstinate bugger, I persisted. I was determined to get it done, because I had promised this woman that I would do it before Christmas. When I eventually got home about 4:30, my wife said that she fully expected me to be home by about noon because of the weather. She thought, surely he's not going to be that daft to keep working outside in that. Yeah, it's that daft. Anyway, got home, changed into my joggy bottoms and casual sloppy joe shirt thing. Item. And walked about my bare feet for a bit to let them dry off in air. And then, just before my dinner was put on the table, we both sat down to dinner, I started sneezing. And even eating my dinner, I had to keep holding sneezes in all the way through. I thought, oh, here we go. I've just given myself a cold. But I'm actually okay. I was okay the rest of the night. Okay this morning. Although I did have a bad sleep. The first two-thirds, maybe even longer than that actually, of the night, was pretty good. Really good sleep, deep sleep. But after I got up, I don't know, maybe about 4 o'clock, back at 4 or something like that, I had to go for a wee. And I went back to bed, my mind wouldn't shut down. And from thence, till the alarm went off, I was not comfortable, not tossing and turning really, but just, I was falling in and out of sleep, to be honest. So I was getting sleep, definitely getting sleep, but it was coming back out too quick. So So I was a wee bit shattered, more shattered, this morning at 7 a.m. But see, that's life. That's life. I'm not talking about that. So I'm feeling okay this morning. Physically, I'm fine. Got a bit of a sore back because of what I was doing yesterday, probably because of the weather conditions. That's a bit, didn't do my muscles any good working in those conditions. I mean, it was howling down yesterday, the rain, it was just incredible. My tea has gone cold already. Don't you just hate that when you turn around to have another swig of your tea and it's, you've forgotten that you haven't drunk it out of it for 2 or 3 minutes and it's cold, not cold, but not as hot as you like it. So anyway, last night I got this wood burning stove lit, nice big glowing fire, glowing embers. Sat by that watching telly. Had a glass of wine yesterday, actually, to rephrase that. I don't normally drink wine now, I used to drink a lot. There was a bottle of claret my wife had put by for me that someone had handed in for Christmas. Why they gave me claret, I have no idea. She says, you want to keep that? And I thought, it's claret. No, I don't want to keep it. But I was feeling so phew yesterday when I got home. While she was making the dinner, I thought, I'll have a glass of claret. Yeah, God. Who the hell drinks claret? It's garbage. Give me a good, rich red wine any day. As I say, not that I drink them, but I have a bottle put by for Christmas Day. A good one, a real good one. But, so I had the claret and thought, God, I wish I hadn't drunk that now. Apart from the fact not having drunk wine for a long while, one glass went to my head pretty quick. So, I had a big glow in various forms watching the telly, and the last thing we did was watch a comedy that we watched before for half an hour, just half an hour. Peter Kay, actually. Peter Kay's Car Show. If you've never seen that, it's brilliant. And it was so damn funny, you know, I had a bit of a sore head laughing at it. But the good thing is, those endorphins that the body releases when you're laughing heartily. Laughing, isn't that a great expression? Heartily, laughing heartily. That we went to bed in a joyous mood. Yes, in a joyous mood. Wild, wild, the wind doth blow, it bringeth rain, but not the snow.